should we change our attitudes to public nudity? That's what journalist Daisy Buchanan thinks. She's been writing in defence of the so-called naked rambler, Stephen Gough. He's been in trouble again, landing a 16-month jail sentence. The prominent public nudity activist fell foul of the law after he breached an ASBO intended to make him cover up. Gough has walked the length of Britain unclothed on two occasions. He's also been imprisoned numerous times on public nudity charges. So, is he doing any harm? I've been speaking to Daisy Buchanan and the commentator, Niamh Horan.
I can see why people are concerned about Stephen and about seeing him, but I think the fact that this has caused such a furore is a sign that we really need to think a lot about how we feel about nudity and how we react to it. And I think that out of context, you know, when it's not kind of sexualized, it's a very different thing, and people get so anxious about seeing Stephen because our attitudes to nudity are so weird and so unrelaxed.
Niamh?
Well, listen, there's a reason, Loz, and it's nice to think that everybody could walk around and we could be free and nude and nobody would bat an eyelid and nobody would take any offense to it. That's not the case. Why is it illegal? Because it's so difficult to ignore. And I mean, if you even have to go back, sorry to bring in a philosopher at this hour of the morning, but a guy called Feinberg said it went on the offence principle. And he laid it out in black and white by saying, look, the act doesn't need to be objectively harmful to merit prohibition, right? It only needs to produce an unpleasant mental state such as shame, disgust, anxiety in other people. And that's what nudity does. Not everybody will like that. And if that's what happens when he walks down the street, not everybody's going to go, yeah, whatever, let it all hang out. It's going to produce shame, disgust, all of this. And if everybody did it, then you're just going to have a state of anarchy.
But the thing is, we do see naked people all the time. You know, on TV, there's so much airbrushing. It's in a very specific way. But I think that we see...
But the difference is you have the choice. You've a remote control and you can turn that off. I mean, if you see someone walking down the street, you can't really avoid it, can you?
Well, that is a good argument. But I don't think you can switch it off unless you really do go and live in a cave. You know, you can choose not to watch those channels or whatever, but you're in a shop or a gym. I don't think we see enough real human bodies. It's, you know, normally very sort of, it's an unrealistically kind of slender, perfect representation. It's often female. And then you have the shows where they focus on the grotesque. I think we'd all be a lot happier and healthier if we just knew what more normal bodies look like.
Disagree. I think, look, you can say, you know, some people might perceive his behaviour as obnoxious, but if it was legal, then so what? And there's lots of behaviours out there that are obnoxious but are still legal, like chewing gum or, you know, failure to wash yourself or anything like that. But nudity has a unique ability to command our attention, and that's why we cannot ignore it if we want to walking down the street. As you were saying, you can't just switch it off like a light switch. And also, if you're going to say that, you know, if anti-nudity laws, they've nothing to do with anything, only our own discomfort for nakedness, you know, they've nothing to do with logic, then you won't mind lifting, you know, underage sale of nude magazines. Where does that end then? If you're happy then to have porn magazines at the same level as nude magazines at the same level with kids' comics, then, you know what I mean, that's where you're going if you decide to say that it's okay to be nude in public.
But I think that's my argument, is that it's not the same as pornography, or it shouldn't be.
But what happens if you just have nude magazines? They're just women nude in a magazine. Is that okay? Can that be sold beside kids' magazines?
I think that's different. I think that goes back to what you're saying about kind of choosing to look at something and choosing not to switch it off. But I think that when, you know, that nudity is available...
But you have a choice whether you want to pick that up or not. So you're saying that it's okay if somebody's walking down the street and they have a 7-year-old child with them and they see a man walking down the street nude with all his genitals exposed, but it's not okay to put a nude magazine beside a children's comic on a newsstand.
What I'm hoping is that Stephen's actions will provoke a wider discussion about nudity, the kind that we're having here.
Answer the question. Is it okay to have a nude magazine beside a children's comic on a newsstand?
Oh, no, but I think that's an entirely different argument.
And how is this?
Like
nudity to be embraced.
In a totally non-sexual context, and I think that's
nudity,
what Stephen is doing.
So, but why does it have to be sexual? Or maybe a woman just wants to be nude on the front page of a magazine.
I think that is... When it comes to magazines, it's about advertising and revenue and sales and, you know, commercial news
is very different. Maybe a woman just wants to do it because she feels empowered getting nude in a magazine. Why is it okay for a man to be nude in the street and it's not okay for a woman to be nude in front of the magazine and buy children's comics? Because that's what you're exposing children to.
Well, it sort of begs the other question. Okay to be nude. It begs the other question. I mean, do we think that there are lots of people who basically want to have the freedom that Stephen Goff seems to be having this sort of crusade on behalf of? You know, are there all of these people that have... you know, the law, say, was changed, do want to stroll around the centre of Belfast or wherever else in the nude?
I think that our climate doesn't promote that, but I would be really interested to see if it was made.
But Daisy's not answering. Daisy's argument doesn't add up.
Would embrace that.
Daisy's argument doesn't add up because she says that it's okay for all of these people, and I'd be interested, and, you know, it's a good social experiment. It lets everybody be free and naked on the street. But yet she has a problem with a woman being naked in front of a magazine beside a children's comic. And that's what you're exposing children to on the street. Your argument doesn't add up, Daisy, I'm sorry.
We'll leave it there. I think that's a good place to leave it.
Listen, if he was good-looking, I could bend my morals. <bend
through. laughs> Right, on that bombshell.
thanks, Daisy.
Thank you very much. Niamh, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.